Postgame Central is brought to you by Papa John's.
Well, the best news is I don't have an injury report, so I have no injuries to report. We had none. So, any questions?
Porter was okay?
Yes. I'm sure they'll look at him, but at this point, he's fine.
What was the key to generating all the pass rush today, especially on third down?
Well, I think it's probably our best team effort so far. You know, I think it was evident that, these guys played very hard for each other. We've got a good group that are in that locker room, and, there's a lot of reasons for it, but I think our guys were, that's what playing for each other looks like.
How do you think Cutler played in his first game in week two?
I thought very well. I think I think he might have been part of that reason why guys turned it up a notch, and I'm glad they did.
John, given how potent their defense had been with takeaway sacks, all those things, how do you put this offensive performance in perspective?
Well, I think it was a great team win. I mean, I think we played well on defense. You mentioned the pass rush. I think we played well on offense. We had a good drive to start the third quarter. Obviously, we had a pretty impactful four-minute drive there at the end to secure the game. It was just an excellent, team win. I think we had two starting guards out. Eric Cush and Ted Larson stepped in, did a great job, and, they're next to a rookie center in Cody Whitehair. So I think, they've stuck together all this time. It hasn't been easy at 1-6. Nobody's satisfied with that. But they've remained close. They've worked hard. They've had a great attitude, and we're excited to get some time away, heal some guys up, and come back for the second half of the season.
Do you have a sense that the guys kind of rallied behind Cutler a little bit? I think Alshon said on ESPN that he gave a pretty inspirational speech.
Yeah, I think, anytime you get your starting quarterback back, it's a little bit of a bolt, So, the guys hung in there. Brian Hoyer did a good job of, keeping us in some games. We came up a little bit short. Matt Barkley didn't play a whole lot, about a half against Green Bay. And to get Jay back, I think, inspired all of us.
Looking back on that, how much of those 2 weeks off helped Leonard Floyd? He just looked fresher.
Well, I don't know if I'd call him off. I mean, he was injured, getting him healthy. Yeah, getting him healthy, I think, is obviously beneficial. When you have a first-round pick out there who we think very much of. And, he's had kind of an up and down as far as injuries throughout, so far his career, whether it was in camp, whether it was in the preseason, and obviously in the regular season. So, I think he's a big boost, along with Purnell that we got back a week ago in Green Bay or 10 days ago, whatever it was. So anytime you get those kind of guys back, it's can rejuvenate you.
How impressed were you with Jordan Howard? Just in general, how impressed were you with
him? Well, I've been very impressed with him from the onset. He's a rookie running back that is grown pretty fast. He's got thrown into the fire. We had some injuries at the running back position, with Jeremy down as well as Kadeem Carey at one point being injured. So, he stepped up when we needed him, and he's done that every time we've called on him.
What jumped out to you about what he did tonight?
Well, he was rugged. He's a big physical guy. He carries his pads well. He's pretty good, with yards after contact. I think our blocking element did a lot better. And, that's the number one defense in the National Football League. So, they've got skins on the wall.
There was a report yesterday that said a consultant may have been brought in, evaluated.
There's a lot of reports. I've dealt with reports for some time now. But, when you're 1-6, that's what you expect. I think that's part of the business. And, this is, a tough profession, can be. But everybody's compensated well. We all sign up for it. We get it. But I can tell you there's no truth to that. This is as unified of an organization and a football team as I've ever been associated with. So, National Enquirer has a lot of reports, too.